Back home again now, and the Prime Minister is visiting a Muslim school today as a row has erupted over calls by two prominent federal Liberal politicians for a ban on the wearing of headscarves in public schools. New South Wales Liberal MP Bronwyn Bishop sparked the debate by calling for a ban and saying that the argument that wearing the hijab gives a sense of freedom is the same sort of argument that Nazis used. And Ms Bishop has been supported by the Victorian Liberal Sophie Panopoulos. But the Parliamentary Secretary for Children and Youth Affairs, Liberal MP Susan Lee, has rejected the call, saying her colleagues are wrong. And the Labor Party has condemned the calls for a ban as sheer ignorance. In Canberra, Louise Yaxley reports.
The Prime Minister spent the morning at Al-Fazl College in Sydney. It's an Islamic school for children from kindergarten to year 10, which prides itself on teaching tolerance and compassion. Last week's Islamic summit in Canberra put a lot of emphasis on the role of the Islamic education system in combating extremism. This morning, Mr. Howard chatted with students and teachers and heard a very practical demonstration of how deep the teaching of Australian values goes. But at the same time, there's a heated debate among Liberals. Bronwyn Bishop says Muslim girls should be banned from wearing the headscarf in state schools.
Public schools where there is a uniform, the uniform is a great leveller. It is a great sign of a society that is working with different cultures. But it is being used by the sort of people who want to overturn our values as an iconic emblem of defiance and a point of difference. If you saw interviews with certain young Muslim girls recently, they said they in fact wore that as a point of difference.
Speaking on Radio National yesterday, Mrs. Bishop rejected the view put by some Muslim women that the hijab gives them a sense of freedom.
It's not about headscarves per se. It's about a clash of cultures where there are extremist Muslim leaders who are calling for the overthrow of the laws that indeed give me my freedom and my equality as defined by the society in which I live. Now, this morning on a debate with a Muslim lady, she said she felt free to be being a Muslim. And I would simply say that in Nazi Germany, Nazis felt free and comfortable. That is not the sort of definition of freedom that I want for my country.
Victorian Liberal Sophie Panopoulos also wants a ban on the headscarf in schools. But the Parliamentary Secretary for Children and Youth Affairs, Susan Lee, disagrees.
Look, I don't support a ban on the Islamic headscarf. There are, of course, about seven different types, and I'm not aware of any state government schools that have the full burqa, which covers your face. I don't think that's a particularly good idea. You know, there are problems with actually identifying somebody wearing that, but for a general hijab Islamic headscarf, I don't believe there are problems of identifying the person. And I think that for religious freedom and tolerance, which is something that we've practiced in this country for a long time, it's not appropriate to effect a ban.
Are there any arguments for it in that it distinguishes Muslim girls from other girls and increases the sort of separatism?
Well, it is a concern, this separatism and this feeling of being marginalised, but I don't think that by dictating that young Muslim women should not wear the headscarf to school is a way for us to overcome that. I think we need as a community to embrace the Muslims within our number, and that involves a lot of different things, including a dialogue, including understanding, including talking to people. And in this way, we won't encourage young Muslim people to a more rigid interpretation of their faith, which could then lead to extremism. I think that's the key point here. We obviously don't want militant versions of Islam to gain acceptance among young Muslim people. And the way to do that is to enter dialogue and to make efforts at understanding, if we in fact don't understand, but not to do something as rigid as saying you may not wear an Islamic headscarf at your state school.
The Shadow Attorney General Nicola Roxon says calls such as those from Mrs. Bishop and Sophie Panopoulos for a ban on the hijab can lead to more taunts against young women who are wearing the scarf.
Look, I think these comments just come from total ignorance about the sort of multicultural and tolerant community that we live in and want to live in. I think that their statements are entirely irrelevant for the debates that we're having in the broader community. And I just think that they should be called for what they are. This is actually demonising people for what they wear. There's no grounds for it, and I think it's a debate that it's silly for us to have in Australia, and it causes some harm to the women who do wear this headgear and peacefully go about their ordinary lives and don't need Bronwyn Bishop and Sophie Panopoulos to tell them what to wear.
And that's Shadow Attorney General Nicola Roxon ending that report from Louise Yaxley in Canberra.